moderate Muslims work to counter online extremism. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Islamic radicals have mastered the internet as a tool to organize and communicate amongst themselves and to the world at large. Now some moderates are attempting to spread a message of nonviolence online. Mohammed Salman Khan of Lansing, Michigan, runs Hadithuna.com, a site that allows users to create their own blogs. He started the site after 9/11 in part to dispel what he calls the Muslim monolith myth. Speaking at the South by Southwest Interactive Conference underway in Austin, Texas, Khan said he was alarmed when radicals came to Hadithuna.
Well, we had one individual who was talking about how his organization, the Global Islamic Media Front, had managed to hack into spy cameras in Israel so they could better plan terrorist activities out there. Some of the software that's used between people that are operational and on the ground was also featured on our website or on the website of the bloggers, and was talked about extensively regarding how to use it and how to operate it and things like that.
Mohammed Salman Khan of Muslim blog network Hadithuna. He kicked the radicals off his network and turned over information on them to law enforcement. Shahad Amanullah, founder of the altmuslim.com site, is another moderate using the net to spread a positive message.
The extremists really have it on us in terms of technology. They've you know, whether it's video, audio, web, chat, they've really embraced it, and they've mastered the ability of running it clandestinely, of passing through various types of networks and getting to the most inaccessible places in the Muslim world. So we've got a lot of catching up to do.
So what are some of the specific things that folks are doing to try to catch up?
Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get the average Muslim who lives in North America to kind of fight the ideological battle, because there's a group of people that kind of lend ideological support to extremists, to violent extremists, and those are the people that we can tackle in terms of fighting a war of ideas.
How do you do that? Through blogs? Through what?
We try to do it through blogs. We host a blog contest to host kind of the best writing of the Muslim web, and we really kind of tailor it to moderate messages, anti-extremist messages. So we're trying to kind of have people compete for that. We try to create venues for people to write reasoned opinion pieces that are based in scholarship, that are based in kind of the Western Muslim experience on how Muslims can coexist in the West, and you know whether there's political grievances or not, those can be dealt with within this framework of pluralism.
Who is the audience that needs to hear these positive messages?
Well, there's a lot of Muslim youth, and by youth I mean anywhere from age 12 to 25, that are really struggling with their identity, trying to figure out what does it mean to be a Muslim in a modern world. People are being told by voices on the internet that the way you do that is through jihad, through violence. So there's this big group of people that's trying to struggle with their identity. What we're trying to do is trying to get people to articulate a well-balanced identity out there that they can latch onto.
Shahad Amanullah of altmuslim.com, speaking at the South by Southwest Interactive Conference underway in Austin, Texas. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.